Good evening. My presentation is about what effect residents and family experience with nursing homes in Italy, and specifically in Tuscany. We realized two surveys of residents and families of 63 nursing homes in Tuscany. It was in the second part of year 2012. And we realized this to surveys among the project, the system of nursing homes in Tuscany, mapping and evaluation. I will introduce you in a few words the project and the questionnaires that we propose to relatives and residents. And I will show you a few results of these surveys, particularly the results that are positively interrelated with the overall evaluation. First of all, a few words about nursing home system in Tuscany. For the year 2012, there were 875,000 people over 65 years old, more than 13,000 beds in the long term in the nursing homes, and more than 11,000 were funded by a national health care system. There were 324 nursing homes, specifically 120 were public facilities and 204 private-owned facilities. And the nursing homes in Tuscany can be divided by five different legal forms. Three public, one depending on local health authorities, public depending on districts, public facilities, public nursing homes that we call aziende pubbliche di servizio alla persona, and the private home facilities can be divided into charitable private home facilities and profit private. And I show you these different possible legal forms because the results are shown by these five legal forms. So the project, the system of nursing homes in Tuscany, mapping and evaluation, it was promoted by Regione Toscana, specifically by Policy for Health and Social Services Integration Department, and the scientific and methodological supervisor is our Management and Health Lab of the Institute of Management of Scuola Superiore Sant'Anna di Pisa. This project in the experimental phase that started in November 2011 and ended in February 2013 involved 63 nursing homes. We organized overall 30 days of meeting with nursing home managers. And we visited, the MESLAB researchers visited each one of these nursing homes. The aim of the project was to realize a multidimensional evaluation system to measure the quality of life in this nursing home. And my colleague Antonella Rosa will talk about it Wednesday morning. A few numbers. There were 3,411 residents living in the facility at the moment of the survey. We interviewed more than 1,600 residents and more than 1,200 relatives. The pros and the cons of measuring residents and their relative satisfaction. Of course, it's a multidimensional. The satisfaction has to be multidimensional. It has to consider a lot of aspects of the living in the nursing home. At the same time, it's difficult to interpret due to the influence of customers' expectation, characteristics, and experience. But at the same time, it's really necessary to point out the perception of quality in the nursing homes and can obviously be useful to direct the management of the nursing homes. Regarding the questionnaire for the residents, we proposed it as a face-to-face interview. It was composed by 57 closed-end questions that can be divided into nine dimensions. These are the welcome and orientation, just to understand how the resident was welcomed at the beginning, and if he had the possibility to visit the facility, or if he had the possibility to choose the facility. Seven questions regarded the comfort, particularly the bedroom of the resident. Eight questions were about the services offered in the nursing home. Nine questions about the activities, the leisure activities in particularly, and the possibility to choose which activity to do or do not. There were four questions about the external relationship. So if the resident, for example, has the possibility to be visited by the friends or by friends or relatives and also by the volunteers. There were 12 questions regarding assistance and care, 9 questions about the staff, specifically the relationship with the staff and the professionality, 3 questions about the respect of privacy, and 2 final questions about the overall quality evaluation. There were also a few questions to verify if the resident was able or not to give the interview. We didn't select the residents before, but we prefer to interview and, how can I say, actually there were this question were there to verify if the resident was able or not to give the interview. So at the end, we validated more than 1,100 interview, even if we did more than 1,600. There were also a survey of general data about the interview, so if he or she was male or female, on a wheelchair, blind, deaf, and so on. The questionnaire of the relatives was proposed by computer-assisted telephone interview. It was composed of 37 closed-ended questions divided into 9 dimensions that are a little different from the dimension of the other questionnaire. The dimensions are welcome and orientation, the comfort for the resident, the laundry service, the activities proposed to the resident, the organization and involvement not only of the resident, but also of the relative in the resident life. A few questions about the assistance, about the staff, the respect of privacy, and about the overall qualities. And there were also a survey of general data about the interviewed, if he or she was male or female, his age, the educational qualification, and so on, and a survey of general data about the resident, specifically about the stay, if the stay was permanent or temporary, and so on. For each facility, a minimum threshold of interviews has been determined based on the number of beds. These were the four thresholds. Of course, the survey for each nursing home is not statistically relevant, but the representative sample has statistically significance once the answers are gathered together into groups by legal forms. As I said before, we interviewed more than 1,600 residents. The valid interviews were 1,116. And we interviewed more than 1,000 relatives. So from the survey, it's possible to depict the portrait of the resident in the nursing home in Tuscany. In the resident is usually a woman, the medium age is 83, has got relatives. He or she used to live near the nursing home. He or she has been living in a nursing home for more than 3 years. Has no chronic disease, and at least once a month he or she receives a visit from the general practitioner. Here she states that the health condition is very good, 40%, and does not feel lonely in the 60% of cases. The portrait of the patient by relatives' point of view. The resident, before being admitted to the nursing home, was usually not in a hospital, did not make use of home care, and did not make use of informal home care. That's what we call in Italy badanti. The nursing home was usually chosen by the relative interviewed, and the relative approached a social worker for the admission to the nursing home, and usually the relative waited less than a month for the admission. The relative is usually a woman, less than 65 years old, is graduated, and is the only relative. So a few results from the resident survey. I will show you the results, as I said before. I will show you the results that are positively interrelated with the overall evaluation. So the questions are caregivers kind. 76% of the residents answer yes completely. And the question, do caregivers ask you how do you feel? The 74% answer yes always. 60% answer yes always at the question, is the food tasty? And for the overall question, 71% answer yes totally at the question, do you feel comfortable in this nursing home? So these are the interrelated results. The positive evaluation are particularly positively interrelated with the caregiver's kindness, caregiver's willingness to listen, and also food tastiness. Maybe that's because it's Tuscany, I don't know. So this for the residents. The results of the relatives survey. In this case, I show you these three answers, these three results. 85% of the relatives answer yes to the question, are you satisfied with the assistance given to your relative in daily activities? 59% answer good to the question, how would you rate your relationship with the caregivers? And for the overall evaluation question, are you satisfied with nursing home services? 83.6% answer yes. For the relative survey, the positive evaluation are positively interrelated specifically with evaluation of assistance and most of all with the relationship with caregivers. As you can see, when the relatives answered that the relationship with the caregivers was excellent, and the 96% of them also answered us that they are completely satisfied with the with the nursing home services. This question, would you recommend this nursing home to your friends or relatives, was proposed in both surveys. And it's really interesting to see that there's a difference. So even if we can say that there's a positive evaluation of living in these nursing homes, residents and relatives have a different perception. So 81% of relatives would definitely recommend the nursing home to friends or relatives, while 62% of residents would recommend it. In conclusions, we saw that the items that influence the perception of a good quality in nursing homes may be different among residents and family. So it's important to take into account both points of view and in a separate way. Another conclusion is that the relationship with caregivers is really important, so it has to be improved. And caregivers should not only be the more prepared, but also more human, and the relationship between the caregivers and the relatives, and of course the resident must is really important and must be improved. Knowledge about how the residents and family experience care quality in nursing home is fundamental to understand what is quality of life and care. So we have to take into account the residents and relatives' preferences and opinions and desires, and this can help to create a really person-centered nursing home service. Thank you. I mean, this is the perception, of course. Actually, first of all, we interviewed, as I said before, there were a few questions. So we actually interviewed the persons that were able to answer, and probably were also the ones with a better condition. At the same time, for example, lots of people that answered that that their health condition was good and didn't know or didn't tell us that they have a chronic disease, for example, we knew that they had in reality. So it's their perception. Of course, the assistant for these people is a high-level assistant because they're obviously ill, they've got dementia and so on.
So does that make you doubt any of the other data? In terms of, they're telling you they're well.
Maybe even if the health condition is not that well, maybe they are good. Usually people living in nursing homes in Tuscany are really old. 50% of them are older than 85 years old. Maybe they've also, how can I say, even if they know that they're old and sometimes they don't feel that good, at the same time in this facility, and that was the objective of the survey, they can feel good and have a good quality of life in respect of their age and their situation.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. How old were
the interviewers? The interviewers? Yeah, we were just talking and we thought, well, if there's a person who's, at the end of 20 or early 30, we'll get to a different answer than
okay.
If say 50.
The interviewers were 4. And they visited all the, one of them is there. So from 23, 24, about to 32, 38, 33, 35, Valentina. So that's the age.
You said that the results differed by legal status of the organisation. Were any of those results significant?
Actually, we thought that it would be. In reality, no.
Okay.
we have to say. There are a few differences. Maybe the private facilities seems to have better results, but we have to say that there were only four completely profit private owned facilities participating. So we don't think that this is significant.
Actually, I was going to ask you why the for-profit organizations are doing better than the other ones, but if there are no differences.
I don't think so.
Okay. Any more questions? Okay, then we will move to the last. Okay, we will keep it.